Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
Yeah, that was one thing that I was really impressed with. When I plugged in my Ethernet cable, it automatically detected everything, the topology of the network and what have you. It was pretty seamless in that sense. There's a lot of information that was presented. Although it seemed, though, at first when I had plugged it in, I seemed to have waited for the window to refresh, and I wasn't sure if I had done something right or wrong, and the same thing with the wireless networking. And I don't know if there's any more feedback I could have received on that in the networking window, and maybe that was just me and my experience.
The network center window?
Yeah, the network center.
Okay. Excuse me. I know that they're collecting a lot of feedback on the network center itself and making sure that it's providing the right type of information and enabling the right tasks for the end user to do. So I know that that's ongoing work.
Well, it was definitely showing once it had connected, like, let's say, to either my wireless network or to my wired network, it was definitely detecting and showing information that was very, very nice. One of the things, though, that I did notice when I went through the network discovery to see who else was connected to the machine, there was no easy way of refreshing that particular pane or, say, to navigate to a specific computer. I could not find a way to do that. And then the, I don't know what you would call it, but there's kind of an area above the menu bar that was trying to explain what was going on, but it was kind of useless. Like, it was a help pane, but it wasn't really helping me any, and I couldn't find a way to disable that. So in some instances, I'm finding that Windows Vista, this isn't necessarily a bad thing, take it for whatever it's worth, Windows Vista goes out of its way to help where I don't really need any help. Does that make sense?
I'm trying to figure out the specific scenario that you're talking about.
I'll have to dig it up. I'll have to see if I can navigate to it again. To get to it specifically, and then I could, you know, provide screenshots or feedback. Believe me, I am more than happy. I am so ready to help Microsoft make Windows Vista a better product.
That's great. I know that one of the top priorities that we're trying to do, and this goes beyond just networking, is that we're trying to provide a better experience for the end user so that we can identify problems more proactively, resolve those problems automatically when we can, provide clear language and direction to the end user when we can't, to try to avoid downtime, to try to avoid calls to the help desk. And when you do need to make a call to the help desk, try to reduce the amount of time that it takes for that. And you could see that in the network diagnostics, there's disk diagnostics, the startup recovery tool and stuff like that, to try to provide as much help as possible to get people back up and running and productive as quickly as we can.
So what part of the networking scenario, then, are you responsible for? I mean, it's in the entire scene, or?
My main focus is on core and wireless networking, and then okay. I also work with the consumer networking as well.
Consumer networking. Is that like home networking stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you then oversee features? Do you actually say, oh, you know, what would be neat is to do this, and then it gets implemented?
Well, as a product manager, I create the story around how networking is going to help end users and enterprises. And I mean, we're all, as we talk to customers and people such as yourself, key influencers, providing that feedback to make sure that we're addressing those, whether it's in the current version or in future versions, that it's on our roadmap.
You know, one of the most impressive things that I found with Windows networking and Vista, and I know this is probably just a simple thing, but people have to hear about this. When you connect to, like, a Wi-Fi network, even if it's, you know, a network you've connected to before, it prompts you, and it says, so you've successfully connected to the network, and then it asks you if it's a public network or a private network, and that is genius for security reasons. Genius.
Yeah, it basically enables or brings into light what we call network profiles and network awareness. And by identifying the specific type of network that it is, and the third profile there is a domain network. So I've connected to the network, and I can actually talk to a domain controller. So it's a managed enterprise network, basically. By identifying that, Windows Vista can report changes to the network connectivity to applications that support network awareness. So two examples out of the box. The first one is group policy. Group policy, normally, like, let's say you put your machine to standby mode, and you are at home, you come into work, you plug your machine in, or you know wireless connectivity to the corporate network, you turn your machine back on, you haven't actually logged on for the first time to that network. So group policy doesn't go and look to see if there's anything new that it needs to process until its next processing cycle. With Windows Vista, group policy asks and it checks to see, okay, my network connection has changed. I'm now connected to the domain. I should go and check immediately to see if there's any new policies I need to process. The second one from a networking point of view is when the Windows firewall is network aware. So I can have a set of rules or filters that are appropriate when I'm on the domain. For example, open up specific ports for management tools. But when I go to a coffee shop, I want to make sure that those ports are closed by default. And so by identifying the type of network you're connected to, the firewall can say, okay, wait, I know because Windows Vista told me that I'm now on a public network. I need to close down all these ports automatically.
You know, this is really speaking to the fact that you guys have taken security and ease of use very seriously.
Absolutely. And you know, we're trying to take a deeper view of security, but also trying to make security easier for the administrator.
Well, it seems to be that way. And like I said, I've really only, you know, had just a few hours to play around with Beta 2, installing it late last night and sending feedback to Jim. But I'm still kind of in that old, since I've been using Windows 2000 for, you know, God knows how long, and Windows XP, I kind of know where things are, and it's taking a while to kind of rediscover where the same features happen to be hiding.
Sure. And, one of the goals of Windows Vista is to try to make the features discoverable to the end user. So, for example, the search capability is ubiquitous throughout the user interface. So, for example, you can click on the Start menu and just start typing something. Start typing network, and it'll bring you to the network control panel or something like that. If you're in the control panel, you could start typing printers, and it would find the specific options in the control panel for the printers. So we're trying to make sure that the discoverability, whether it's just obvious there in the interface or through searching capabilities, that we can get there. And we're always taking feedback and trying to make sure that we're hitting the mark with that and making sure that end users can get to the tasks or the features, the data files that they're trying to get to as quickly as possible.
So is networking your background, or this just so happens to be the department that you're kind of guiding along right now?
Windows in general is my background. I'm focusing on networking now.
So what did you do before with Windows?
I used to be the product manager for group policy and Windows Server Update Services.
Oh, wow. That was pretty geeky. So networking is just is that more difficult or easy than what you used to do?
I think it's in parallel.
In parallel. But do you think they both are... Well, I suppose Group Policy Editor does apply to networking.
Actually, one of the things that you'll notice with Windows Vista is that a lot of the settings that you can create for the features are actually Group Policy settings. So, for example, the firewall, we have the Windows Firewall with Advanced Security, and that basically takes the standard firewall components and expands that. It actually integrates with IPsec, so you can create very comprehensive network security settings easily, and that's a group policy snap-in. The same thing with quality of service. So an enterprise, for example, can identify priorities for specific applications or users and set levels of either prioritizing that traffic for the routers to handle or actually limit the amount of network traffic that the machine can send out. And again, that's also group policy based. So we're trying to make sure that we keep that same paradigm that users and administrators are familiar with, because it's easy. And as these features are easier to use, more people will use them. So you could start taking advantage of more enhanced concepts like IPsec or quality of service without having to have this huge learning curve.
Have you guys done any work with routers in Windows? Because I know that can be tricky at times.
Oh, I mean, we're always working with our partners and our router vendors to make sure that we're following the same standards. You know, for example, quality of service uses DSCP, which is a standard to identify quality of service. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Quality of service packets and identify priority levels that those routers will be able to be able to use based on how they're configured.
Hmm.
So we're always talking with our router partners to make sure that connectivity is seamless.
What about any other external networking components? I mean, have you done any tweaking beyond just routers and helping consumers getting their home network up and running?
Certainly. I mean, so for example, wireless, the wireless client, wireless network infrastructure that's built into the networking stack is extensible. So the goal is to try to provide a seamless end-user experience. They go to the one place, the network center, to be able to either identify wireless networks or create a wireless network. And we've done a couple things. So, for example, we're working very closely with the hardware vendors that make the wireless cards to make sure that they're able to start with a core driver that we've developed to make it easier for them to actually build their extra feature sets and value add, as opposed to having to build the infrastructure and the wireless client itself. So from an end-user point of view, it should be easier to configure. It should also be a lot more stable. And then we're also working with network devices. So, for example, to go back to the router, the concept of the Windows Connect Now, to be able to easily take a wireless router, identify it, and configure it automatically or very simply with the end user. We've also extended that to other devices so that they can take advantage of, for example, Q-Wave, which is a home networking-based quality of service, so that you can ensure prioritization for audio and video streaming, for example, or being able to take wireless cameras and be able to see them, configure them, and it'll just appear. And then as you're using more of these network-connected devices, they're taking advantage of the features within Windows Vista itself, the wireless network setup, the quality of service, the ability to have these devices appear on the network map, so that it's a completely integrated experience for the end user, regardless of the types of hardware and vendors that they're buying from. And all these things are part of the Windows Vista hardware logo program. So as a consumer buys a wireless router or a wireless camera, and it has the Windows Vista hardware logo program logos on it, they'll know that it's taking advantage of some of these more advanced networking features and exposed to the networking UI as they would expect it to be.
Well, what about the Xbox 360 and like the Windows Kinect services?
Sure.
Has that improved at all?
Well, the Xbox 360 can be plugged in with the Media Center extenders very easily. So, again, that's just an example. It's using some of these same technologies to make it a seamless experience for the end user.
And when you say end user, you're talking about just the person, right?
Yes.
Sorry, it's awfully corporate, the end user. It sounds so robotic almost.
My apologies for that. Yeah, so the home.
Don't worry. I'm just busting your chops, man. You having fun at WinHack?
I am. I'm having a great time. There's a lot of great partners here. We've got a lot of following, specifically with the networking technologies. There's a lot of partners that are showing off some of the wares that are leveraging the technology and be able to provide this great experience for the home user.
Okay, so give me your most favorite feature in Vista, and it can't be anything that has to do with networking.
Jeez. My favorite feature of Vista that doesn't have to do with
networking. And it could be the stupidest thing. I mean, just the dumbest, but coolest thing that you've just discovered in Windows Vista.
I think that I can talk about a couple of them. I think that the search capabilities is really great. I mean, as I'm trying to find either data files or email in Outlook, I'm able to go to one central place, just start typing, and it finds those for me. I think that the other capability that I'm really happy about is the sidebar, where it's able to, have a lot more extensibility on the desktop with a lot of either useful work-related information or just, casual entertainment-based information that I would normally look at and have to go out of an application into the browser and stuff like that. So just a lot more information at my fingertips.
So if you could improve one thing in Windows Vista that you can't control, because remember, I know you control the networking stuff, but if there's one other thing that you could improve upon or you wish would improve upon before it ships, what would it be?
I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of the sidebar gadgets that we're going to be releasing and that will be available from third parties at RTM.
You really like those sidebar, huh?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
Now, other than just the widgetness of it, is it just having many applications just a click away?
I think, yeah, I mean, having data there, having very diverse data, so whether it's something like, you know, taking a look at the scores of my favorite baseball team, or, you know, actually being able to look at application data from something that I need without having to launch those applications, just being able to look at one place and, you know, really easily customizing the data to my personality.
You really think that sidebar is going to accomplish that?
Uh-huh, absolutely.
More so than just the regular old Windows desktop or applications that third-party developers will create on their own. I mean, independent of the sidebar.
Well, I think that they would combine with the sidebar. So you've got the full application as you need to, but if you're looking at just, you know, high-level updates to, you know, orders or, you know, emails or tasks or stuff like that, I could just look in one place and be able to access those quickly.
Fair enough. Well, Jason, thanks for your time. We'll have to interface with you on a network at some point in the near future.
Great. I appreciate the opportunity.
In a secure way, of course.
Absolutely.
Thanks again.
Thanks.
Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.